This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays, and it has quickly become my favorite holiday. I like it first and foremost because it's distinctly American. Whatever the politics are, it's really not about religion. Same as July 4th, but I like it better than July 4th. And, you know, because it's family, it's fun. And now, honestly, my kids can drive. And so if I have a drink or two at our Thanksgiving, I don't have to worry about getting home or who's going to drive. But the number one reason it's really vaulted to the top is because of the Manchester Road Race. And we broadcast live that morning, and then we have the race. And I do the broadcast, and I've gotten to know the people involved with the race extremely well. And then I run the race, and then I drive to Boston to have Thanksgiving. And I think the race and the folks in Manchester are awesome. And as somebody who does the Falmouth Road Race in the summer, which is also over 10,000 people, Manchester Road Race is way better. It's way better for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's the vibe is kind of blue collar and really fun, and it's low expectations for almost all of us, and it's just a great time. And so we're huge supporters here. But the thing is, on the other side of the spectrum, it's a massively intense race at the top of the heap. I mean, some of the best runners on the planet come here, so it's got that great mix, right? And I want to bring in Jim Harvey, who, with the Manchester Road Race, he's the one who manages the elite field for this incredible race, and he joins us now. Jim, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm well, thanks, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Are you? You've been doing this a while now. I mean, how are you holding up? Are we ready to roll?
Well, it's been 10 years now, Brian, and it's flown back quickly. And as a Brit, my love for the Manchester Road Race is solid. And I also love Thanksgiving. And for the last 10 years, I've tried to bring the best American athletes to Manchester and some of the world's best athletes to Manchester. And this year, we've got a great lineup. The field is really hot this year.
Well, tell me, because I mean, you end up knowing like the bio so well, when we find out some of that stuff at the luncheon and so on. Just give us a couple of names, you know, at the top, any returning champs or anything like that.
Well, I'll give you the men's first. We've got returning champ Andrew Colley from last year, and also the 2023 champ Morgan Biddlescombe, who's the second fastest runner ever to run the Manchester Road Race. Those two are joined by three runners who've broken 30 minutes for 5,000 metres, which is the holy grail for 5K runners. There's Edwin Kurgat. He was seventh in the Olympic Games, seventh in the World Championships. From Mexico, Eduardo Herrera. He's the three-time Mexican champion. And from Kenya, Amon Kemboi, who won the Falmouth Road Race that you mentioned earlier. All those three guys have broken 13 minutes. There's a 206 marathon runner from Canada, Rory Linkletter. and there's a guy from Scotland, Andy Butchart, who was sixth in the Rio Olympic Games. So that's a great field for the men's race.
So I'm curious. Now, again, it's the 89th running of the Manchester Road Race. It's 10 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, November 27th. It's unique in its distance, 4.737. So it's not a 5K or a 10K. It's, you know, right in the middle. And I'm curious what is the record time in the race for perspective?
Well, the record for men is 21.04, which Conor Mance ran in 2022. And to give you some idea of Conor Mance's quality, this year in Chicago, a month ago in October, he became the first American to run sub-2:05 for the marathon when he ran 2:04 in Chicago.
Wow.
He's our course record holder. The women's course record holder is the incomparable Wayne Caladi. Wayne ran 22.55, a time most men would be proud of. Mm. And she did this in 2021, and no one has been within 50 seconds of Wayne Caladi's time. It is that good. It's a time people couldn't believe when she achieved it. She beat Kira D'Amato, who was the second fastest U.S. marathon runner, by 50 seconds. And Wayne is going for a fifth consecutive victory, which is also unparalleled.
Wow. Any other names on the women's side you want to bring up?
Yeah, we've got Hannah Nuttall. She's the British 5,000-meter champion. We've got Gracie Morris, who is the Fifth Avenue mile champion. And we have a half-marathon runner from the Ukraine, Valeria Zinenko. And she's the Ukraine half-marathon champion.
Awesome.
So nice competitive fields in both races. Nice international flair.
So listen, if you go to ManchesterRoadRace.com, you can actually register online any time of day, no matter what time it is. There's already over 8,000 people registered. They expect it to be north of 10,000 come race day. So it's going to be an awesome day. And we're talking with, of course, Jim Harvey, who sort of sets up the whole elite field for the Manchester Road Race. And as he said, he's been doing it for a decade. I'm curious, like, is it more difficult to get American elite runners to run because it is Thanksgiving and it's easier for the international?
No, I think the Manchester Road Race has reached iconic status now. It's on everyone's bucket list. Every US athlete, distance runner, wants to win the Manchester Road Race at some point in their career. So it depends whether they move to marathon. It's a little more difficult. We've got Chicago in October, New York in November, and that eliminates a portion of the athletes who'd like to be here because they're recovering from the marathon. But in general, it's on the US bucket list, and the word spreading internationally. You're probably aware, Brian, we've done a really neat thing this year. We've twinned the Manchester Road Race with the AJ Bell Great Manchester Run in Manchester, England. And there are two towns with the same name. Both hold world-class road races. Manchester, Connecticut was named after Manchester, England. They're both towns are full of hard-working, industrious people that are really passionate about sport. And it's a great blend, a great tie for Manchester, for the two Manchesters.
Yeah.
So the first American finisher in Connecticut gets flown to England in May for the 10K, and the first British finisher in May in England gets flown to Connecticut for the Manchester Road Race.
Yeah.
So it's a nice mix.
Yeah, it's great. And the Manchester UK race has multiple distances, I think, but it's even bigger. I mean, it's like huge. Well, I think that tie-up, when I heard it, I was like, why didn't they do that earlier? We only have a couple of seconds left with Jim Harvey with the Manchester Road Race. I'm curious, like with the elite runners, do they get appearance fees or do you set them up in hotels? Like, are there incentives beyond just the fact that it's such a great feather in their cap if they win it?
Yes, indeed, Brian. The very best runners get an appearance fee. It's a small appearance fee, and we cover all their expenses. So we fly them in from all over the country. And most people are based at altitude now, either in Flagstaff or Boulder. So they have to come in at least 2 days before the race, and often they can't get a flight out, so they fly out on Friday after the race. Mm. So they can be in Manchester for 3 or 4 days.
That's great. Hey, listen, Jim, I can't wait. Great job as always, and I look forward to seeing you at the luncheon as well.
Okay, Brian, look forward to seeing you.
All right,
okay,
thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.